Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G. Ted Fishman, that's Ted with a T. He's our good friend. Author of Shock of Gray, that's the new book. Aging of the World's Population is what it's all about. Ted, tell us how we can find your book. I know it's available on all the online stores, bookstores everywhere. Where else? What about your own website?
Yeah, well, I just have links to those other places. It's in that sweet spot now where it is in every bookstore.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll find it in the window of some of those bookstores.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's a very important book, as both of your books have been, and a very timely one. It's a wake up call for a lot of people, but talk to us again some more about what you've learned about what the the baby boomers are turning 65 at the rate of thousands a month now.
Yeah, that's
right. And they're faced with I read an article the other day that the baby boomer generation is not really ready for retirement.
Financially
ready for retirement, and in my case, they're not emotionally ready for retirement, because I'm not rich, but if I were rich, I'd still work. I like working.
Yeah. The financial numbers on how well baby boomers are situated for retirement are sobering, to say the least. Half of Americans now are retiring with less than $50,000 in savings, which
right.
pretty much destined them to live on Social Security, unless they're working. And, we have this contradiction right now, which people working in retirement, I'm not exactly sure what that means. It always seems like a contradiction to me.
Right.
You're working. You're not
well,
retired.
When I turn 70, they're going to make me start taking my Social Security. I think you have to draw it at 70. I'm not sure. Maybe it's 67. I don't remember. But at some point in time, you have to start taking it.
Yeah, that's right. But that's an underwrite.
My point
kind
is, when I get to that point, it's just going to be another check I'm going to start drawing. It's not going to be a change in my life.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be.
But it is for a lot of people, though.
It is, absolutely. And people are, despite all of the financial advice that tells you to the contrary, people are taking Social Security early because they need to. They just don't have any savings.
At 62.
At 62,
yeah.
That's right. And, there's good wisdom on this, which is if you can just keep yourself in the workforce in any way and spend the other money you have, hold off on that Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other program on the planet. Maybe there's just one other annuity from a small company, but it's the only program that's inflation adjusted.
Right.
Your own money that you have in saving is not inflation adjusted.
Of course, the other thing, Ted, that's kind of scary is that, for a lot of folks, those of us who've been paying in for all of our lives, is who knows if it's even going to be there.
Yeah, I'm not so pessimistic about that. I think this is one of the things we're going to really wrap our minds around.
Well, we're talking about baby boomers. Your book is basically about baby boomers, isn't it?
Well, it's about baby boomers, but it's also about even post-baby boomers, how the world is in just this beginning of a phase in which populations will be older from now on. So baby boomers lead the way, but the smaller families that follow are also part of the aging equation of the world. And the good news in this is when families are smaller, financial resources of working adults go more towards those fewer children. So those fewer children can be better educated and better able to navigate a global competitive workforce.
Did you find that the people in your age group here in America, are they generally prepared for being productive the rest of their lives? I mean, are they emotionally, mentally, psychologically prepared to continue to work into their 70s?
Huge divide. So those who've already transitioned into the service economy and have a good skill set in the service economy, doing mental work that changes over time, and they're used to studying what they do and adapting they're very, very well poised to work late into life and looking forward to it, actually. Those with more cookie-cutter skills are as more vulnerable than they've ever been. And for those people, you know, they have a couple things that make them very valuable in the workforce, which is loyalty. They've been vetted by the employment. They show up for work.
But they may not have the emotional attitude to keep working because they've been building their whole life to retire at 65.
Yeah, so the challenge of employing them is to keep them recharged, make them feel valuable.
Maybe the desire to eat will motivate them. What do you think, Ted?
The fear of running out of money.
Out of food. How about that? Hey, give us the website. Website quickly again, Ted.
TedCFishman.com.
TedCFishman.com. The book is Shock of Grey. Hey, Ted, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure, Jim. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.